All right, the Shilling Show into our final segment for today and going live to Israel. Now Rolene Marks joins us, our Israel correspondent. There's so much going on there, and we need to keep updated on the things happening there because they're relevant to the entire world. Rolene Marks, welcome back to the Shilling Show, and always good to have you here with us.
It is always my pleasure to speak to you and your listeners.
I want to start with a very sad event, and I saw your chronicling of this on Facebook, but the murders of Hillel and Yigal Yaniv. Give us the circumstance and what's going on. This is just beyond tragic.
Well, Yigal and Hillel Yaniv, two brothers from the West Bank Yeshuv or settlement of Har Bracha, were in their car yesterday on their way, it is believed, to their respective yeshivot to study Torah. These were two religious boys, the oldest serving in the IDF, when a terrorist who is still at large from the nearby town of Huwara opened fire, killing them. Now, this is the latest in a spate of terror attacks just a couple of weeks ago. A six-year-old and eight-year-old pair of brothers, the Paley brothers, were killed when a terrorist rammed into a bus stop where they were standing with their father waiting for the bus. And over the last couple of weeks, we have seen a significant increase in violence, and now culminating in yesterday's horrific attacks and last night's just as horrific riots in Huwara.
Would you tell us a little bit about that, because people may not be aware of the situation?
Well, there has been an increase in tensions over the last couple of months. This cannot be denied. And I would say over the last year, since Ramadan last year, now last night, settlers taking justice into their own hands embarked on a series of riots. They burnt about 40 buildings in Huwara as well as about 15 cars. Now, this is not the way that we seek justice. We have an army, we have a police, we have security forces, and anything other than that, anything that is extrajudicial is anarchy. And this has sadly been spurred on by incitement and extremism on both sides. And we've seen the situation as far as rhetoric really escalating over the last couple of weeks. Of course, we've got the other divisions happening in Israel at the moment with the proposed judicial overhaul, an increase in the amount of protests of voices of dissent against these proposed Supreme Court overhauls, which many see as the death knell of Israeli democracy as we know it. But last night, in an act that has been roundly condemned by Prime Minister Netanyahu, President Herzog, and various Israeli lawmakers, we will not stand for this kind of vigilantism. Unfortunately, today, we had a member of Knesset from the far-right Otzma Yehudi saying that this is what he wants to see. He wants to see villages burn. He says that the town of Huwara is shut down and it is burnt, and this is what he wants to see. And there are calls from numerous lawmakers for him to be brought up on charges of incitement.
Such terrible, terrible things going on, and I appreciate your honest and forthright evaluation of these things. We're talking with Rolene Marks live from Israel right now. I wanted to go to the latest Iranian threats, because there was talk over the last couple of days that the Iranians now possess hypersonic missile technology, which might be able to evade the Iron Dome and other sorts of defenses. So what do you know about that, and how is Israel responding?
Well, along with Iran revealing their hypersonic missiles and also their underground aircraft hangar, this has propelled Israel to also do a little bit of a strong saber rattling. Prime Minister Netanyahu meeting just a couple of days ago with his military top brass to discuss all possible reaction to any kind of Iranian attack. Our foreign minister, Eli Cohen, is en route to Germany to seek stronger sanctions against Iran. And this comes at a time when Iran's currency is at an all-time low. You would think that the Iranian regime would have the best intentions, the best will of the citizens at heart, but sadly this isn't so. We've seen the increase in protests in Iran over the horrific murder of Mahsa Amini, a young woman who's believed to be tortured to death for not wearing her hijab correctly. And I have to say, Rob, I get a tremendous amount of correspondence from Iranians who do make contact with me saying, the regime does not represent the people of Iran. The people of Iran do not view Israel or America as their enemies. This is just a section of the population, unfortunately, the ruling section of the population. But as Prime Minister Netanyahu has said, all responses are on the table. I don't think he wants to lead us into a war. The Prime Minister has always tried to avoid a wartime scenario as much as possible, but we are very, very aware of the threat posed by Iran and will respond accordingly.
Rolene, in our remaining 2 minutes, let's talk about the operation that Israel is performing in Turkey and the assistance being rendered.
Well, I couldn't be more proud. In a news broadcast that has so many sad and frustrating elements, one thing that I can be absolutely proud of is the way that our delegation, the second biggest next to Azerbaijan, conducted itself with Operation Olive Branch. The commander of the National Rescue Services, Colonel Golan Vah, really represents the best of us, as do the Home Front Command soldiers under his command, the paramedics, the NGOs, the medical personnel, the medical corps personnel, the diplomats, the collective effort that Israel embarked on for search and rescue. And unfortunately, as we know, with this horrific earthquake, with a death toll of now nearly 50,000 people, we managed to rescue 19 alive, which I'm told by rescue services is an extraordinary amount, but also to recover the bodies of those that perished in the quake so that they could be laid to rest with respect. But this is Israel at our best. Whenever there is a natural disaster, a disaster of any kind in the world, we are amongst the first, if not the first, to respond. And as far as I know, we still have elements of our field hospitals up and running and are treating victims of the quake, including Syrians. Now, Syria is still technically at war with Israel, but we have said that, wherever we can, we will try and ensure that Syrians receive humanitarian aid.
It really speaks to the heart of Israel, the things that are going on that you describe. Rolene Marks, if people would like to be in touch with you to follow your work online, tell us how, please.
You can follow the website at layoftheland.online. That's layoftheland.online. I have my own blog, rorosrantings.wordpress. I tend to rant quite a bit there. Rob, on Facebook at Rolene Marks and on Twitter at Rolmarks.
We continue to pray for our friends in Israel, and we're so grateful for the time you spend with us, Rolene Marks. Thanks for being with The Shilling Show today.
God bless you and your listeners. Thank you so much for your much-needed and appreciated prayers.